The name of the next patient is Susan Beson. Beson, B-E-S-O-N. B like in boy, E-S, like in Sierra, O-N, like in November. Susan, number one. This patient is a 75-year-old white female that has a history of diabetes mellitus. The patient has been using the continuous glucose monitoring, and it was a life changer for her. She continues to lose weight. Now is 147 pounds. She was up to 163. The BMI is 25. And she's very active. And she has hypertension and hyperlipidemia. In the laboratory workup, in the comprehensive metabolic profile, the patient has a creatinine of 1.1. The estimated GFR is 51, and the BUN is 32. The serum electrolytes and liver function tests are with the normal limits. The albumin is 4.1. The patient is advised to continue with the low sodium diet, plant-based diet, and fluid restriction of 40 to 50 ounces in 24 hours. Number two, arterial hypertension. The blood pressure reading today is 154 over 83. Continue the same blood pressure medications. Following number, the patient has diabetes that is also insulin dependent. The hemoglobin A1C is 7.1%. It's the lowest that it has been. She continues to follow with the Mrs. Campbell, APRN, the endocrinologist. Following number, hyperlipidemia. That is under control with the administration of atorvastatin. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation, 1,000 units every day. Following number, the patient follows follow with the cardiologist, Dr. Syracuse, S-I-R-A-C-U-S-E. The report that she got during the last visit was a good report. The patient is demonstrated that she's able to manage her disease. Well, from the nephrology point of view, she's very stable. We're going to monitor her and repeat the laboratory workup in 6 months. A paragraph, I invested 8 minutes of the time in the interpretation of the lab, and in the face-to-face 12 minutes, in the documentation 5 minutes.